Hi, this is Sean Klein, host of Everything with the Kitchen Sink. You're tuned in to the Country Jamboree with Maureen and Mike G.
This is the fox is in his den. The fox is in his den. It's a code. It means if I say the fox is in the den, that means I'm in my office. It's a code. Well, a Shanghai gym. I'm in my office.
Country is sitting on the back porch, listen to the whippoorwill late in the day. Country is minding your business, helping a stranger, it becomes your way. Country is living in the city, knowing your people, knowing your kind. Country is what you make. Country is all in your mind. Country is working for a living, thinking your own thoughts, loving your town. Country is teaching your children, find out what's right and stand your ground. And country is having a good time, listen to the music, singing your part. Country is walking in the moonlight. All in your heart.
Yes, it makes me very, 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 very happy to be here today and to be able to host the Country Jamboree for you. I'm Maureen. Welcome to the show. It's a very special day, very special day. The day that this show is being recorded, first airing is not until May 27th, but this is May 25th, and it is Tom T's birthday. We are just so happy to be here on this day, because Tom T, that's what country music is about, but and storytelling and love, as far as we're concerned. Anyway, whatever. Yes, I am Tom T. Hall. As far as I'm concerned, that it doesn't get any better than that. All right. You know, I'm biased. I'm Maureen Shanghai, our very own private detective, is here right along with me. And we're just so happy that he's here, too, on this really special day. And if you're thinking, what is she talking about, Shanghai? Just Google who shot Lester Monroe, and, you know, and then you'll figure it out. Well, we will play a whole album tonight in honor of Tom T, an album that was really special to him. We'll go back in time to 1971, and apparently he traveled through rural Kentucky and gathered stories and then turned them into song. And together with a journalist photographer, from what I understand, from Nashville, Mr. Littleton, I think, if I read that right, and So then they created the, they became the photographs for the liner notes, which I could not get a copy of. I really, really tried. I wanted to talk about them, but they're not findable online, which is very annoying. You'd think that Wikipedia would have thought to, you know, when they're talking about the original albums, why not put the liner notes? Wouldn't that be a neat thing to have that online? But yeah, it wasn't there. But we will play this album today. It's called In Search of a Song, 1971. And happy birthday, Tom T. Hall.
I remember the year that Clayton Delaney died. They said for the last 2 weeks that he suffered and cried. It made a big impression on me, although I was a barefoot kid. They said he got religion at the end, and I'm glad that he did. Clayton was the best guitar picker in our town. I thought he was a hero, and I used to follow Clayton around. I often wondered why Clayton, who seemed so good to me, never took his guitar and made it down in Tennessee. Well, Daddy said he drank a lot, but I could never understand. I knew he used to pick up in Ohio with a five-piece band. And Clayton used to tell me, son, you better put that old guitar away. Ain't no money in it, it'll lead you to an early grave. I guess if I'd admit it, Clayton taught me how to drink booze. I can see him half stoned to picking out the lovesick blues. When Clayton died, I made him a promise I was gonna carry on somehow. I'd give $100 if he could only see me now. I remember the year that Clayton Delaney died. Nobody ever knew it, but I went out in the woods and I cried. While I know there's a lot of big preachers that know a lot more than I do, but it could be that the good Lord likes a little picking too. Yeah, I remember the year that Clayton Delaney died. I met him in a hospital about a year ago, and why I still remember him, I guess I'll never know. He'd lie there and cry out in a medicated fog. Here I am in this dang bed, and who's gonna feed them hogs? 400 hogs, they just standing out there. My wife can't feed them, and my neighbors don't care. They can't get out and roam around like my old hunting dogs. Here I am in this dang bed, and who's gonna feed them hogs? His face was lean and his hands were rough. His way was hogs and his nature was tough. His doctors tried to tell him that he may not live at all, but all he ever talked about was who's gonna feed them hogs. 400 hogs, they just standing out there. My wife can't feed them and my neighbors don't care. They can't get out and roam around like my old hunting dogs. Here I am in this dang bed, and who's gonna feed them hogs? $400 comes to 800 hams, and that's a lot of money for a hog-raising man. 400 hogs comes to 1,600 feet. The market's up and there are people waiting on that meat. For the doctors say they do not know what saved the man from death. But in a few days he put on his overalls and he left. That's all there is to this small song, but waitress, before you leave, would you bring me some coffee and a hot ham sandwich, please? 400 hogs, they just standing out there. His wife couldn't feed them, and his neighbors didn't care. They couldn't get out and roam around like his old. Tossed and turned the night before in some old motel, subconsciously recalling some old sinful thing I'd done. My buddy drove the car and those big coal trucks shook us up as we drove on into hiding in the early morning sun. Past the hound dogs and some Dominicker chickens, temporary looking houses with their lean and bashful kids. Every 100 yards a sign proclaimed that Christ was coming soon. And I thought, well, man, he'd sure be disappointed if he did. On the way, we talked about the 40 miners, of the 39 who died and one who lived to tell the tale. We stopped for beans and cornbread at the Ed and Lois Cafe, then went to see the sheriff at the Leslie County Jail. They took us to the scene of that disaster. I was so surprised to not find any sign of death at all. Just another country hillside with some mud holes and some junk. The mines were deadly silent, like a rat hole in the wall. It was just like being right inside of a shotgun. The old man coughed and lit a cigarette that he had rolled. Back in town, I bought a heavy jacket from a store. It was sunny down in Hyden, but somehow the town was cold. The old man introduced the undertaker, who seemed refreshed despite the kind of work I knew he did. We talked about the pretty lady from the Grand Ole Opry, and we talked about the money she was raising for the kids. Well, I guess the old man thought we were reporters. He kept reminding me of how his simple name was spelled. Some lady said they worth more money now than when they's a living. And I'll leave it there, 'cause I suppose she told it pretty well.
Tom T is only one Tom T. Tom T. Hall, in search of a song in rural Kentucky. Well, 1971 is when this album came out, in August, so I suppose. Well, it must have been either 70 or 71 that he went in search of those songs. Well, dear, do you want to sing? I think. Even if he were listening to this, he'd have to suffer through this. It'd serve him right.
Okay.
Well, Tom T, country music, stories, just humanity, no stupid ideology. You know, that's what you get with Tom T, and good music and a whole lot of love. That's the brand of country music he's doing.
Yep.
So we'll try this right here. Here we go. You start it, dear.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Tom T. Happy birthday to you.
Oh,
hey, we did better. Good at that one.
Hope you Shanghai was singing along too. And we hope all you radio listeners, you have a drink in his honor. You know, you have our permission. All right, let's continue with this great album.
Have you read any good telephone books lately? If you ain't, then let me recommend one. I've already read that Tulsa telephone book through 13 times. If you don't know any last names, it ain't much fun. Reading that Tulsa telephone book, I can drive a guy insane. Especially if that girl you're looking for has no last name. I gotta find her and tell her I don't want our love to end. So I'm reading that Tulsa telephone book again. Well, I was in Tulsa and didn't have anything going. She lived in Tulsa and didn't have anything on. She said, my name is Shirley, and I said, my name is T. I woke up the next morning and she was gone. All of the Tulsa operators know my voice now. And they gotta know how long I've been alone. If you meet a girl named Shirley with some ribbons in her hair, would you tell her that she's wanted on the phone? Reading that Tulsa telephone book, I can drive a guy insane. Especially if that girl you're looking for has no last name. I gotta find her and tell her I don't want our love to end. So I'm reading that Tulsa telephone book again. I'm reading that Tulsa telephone book again.
Howdy, friends. This is Ralph Stanley.
Ralph Stanley knows bluegrass. Ralph Stanley is bluegrass. So you can trust Ralph when he says to tune in to
Music for the Mountains.
Music for the Mountain Bluegrass, right here on the Global Voice. Saturdays, 2 hours universal. Check the schedule for repeats.
Tune in.
And I bid this one. World adieu.
The Iowa weather was 13 below. I had come to Des Moines for a radio show. I awoke in the evening from a traveler's sleep with notions of something to eat. The old elevator slid down past the floors. My head and my eyes said you should have slept more. The man at the desk said the restaurant was closed. Outside, it was 14 below. The lounge was still open, and so I walked in. In place of my food, I had two double gins. I looked round the room as the tourists would do. That's when I saw the girl in the booth. She sat there and cried in the smoky half dark, the silent type crying that tears out your heart. Her clothes were not cut,
in the new modern way, and her suitcase had seen better days. Nobody asked her what caused her such pain. Nobody spoke up, yet no one complained. Without even asking, I knew why she cried. Life is just like that sometimes. The man at the desk said it's 15 below. The bellhop said, yeah, man, that's cold, that's cold. I went back to my room and I wrote down this song. Oh, it sure can get cold in Des Moines. Oh, the little lady preacher from the limestone church, I'll never forget her, I guess. She preached each Sunday morning on the local radio, with a big black Bible and a snow-white dress. She was 19 years of age and was developed to a fault, but I will admit she knew the Bible well. A little white lace hanky marked the text that she would use. She'd breathe into that microphone and send us all to hell. She had a guitar picker by the name of Luther Short, a hairy-legged soul lost out in sin. She would turn and smile at Luther when the program would commence. With a voice as sweet as angels, she would break out in a hymn. I was a-picking for her, too, with what we call the doghouse bass. I clung to every word that passed her lips. She was down on booze and cigarettes and high on days to come, and she'd punctuate the prophecy with movements of her hips. The Lord knows how I loved her. He was there each time she preached, but old Luther took her home each Sunday morn. Looking back, I still recall the way it hurt my tender pride. I longed to be a hero, but they're made, not born. Sometimes old Luther showed up at the studio hat tight, and smoking was a thing he liked to do. She never said a word to him, but said a prayer for me. I told her in a way that I'd been praying for her too. One Sunday her old man showed up and said that she was gone. Said she and Brother Luther had a call. I can see me standing in that studio that day. I had to face the heartbreak, unemployment and all. I don't know where they are, 'cause I ain't seen them people since. Lord, if I judge them, let me give them lots of room. I know Luther Short, and he's a hard old boy to change. And I've often sat and wondered who it was converted whom.
The Little Lady Preacher.